Frank Caliendo. Good morning, Frank.
Good to be.
Yay!
I'm actually going to be. I'm going to be in Dallas in April. I'm coming. I'm going to do. I'm working on some new material. I'm going to do a little bit of new stuff mixed with old stuff. I'm going to be back at the Addison Improv. So.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun because I haven't been doing clubs at all for a while, and so it's fun to get there and get real close. You've been out before.
Yeah.
You two could care less. But
I support Frank.
Do our listeners come up to you when you perform there?
Oh, yeah. Because this station, tons of people always come from. It's always been. You guys have always been one of the biggest. I don't know. What's the way to say it? The most active listeners that come out and support stuff.
So. We've helped you more in your career than anybody.
More than Fox.
Top 105. Top 105. Let's talk about the stuff you guys really want to talk about.
All right, Don Cornelius.
Wait a second.
No, stop it with that.
How did you know?
His mic is not good.
Yeah,
there.
Let's give you.
Let's try this headset. Sorry.
This happens with every guest. So
check,
Taylor,
check,
why don't we get
check,
rid of that,
check,
Mike?
One, check.
There you go.
Got
that's
you.
Good.
Jesus.
I got a sound or an applause break for a sound check.
Yeah.
That's just like in real life.
So you know what I want to know about, because you stopped me the other day here and you said, I got to tell you about running into John Madden.
Yeah.
For those who don't know, Frank, his first big impersonation that he did that got you famous,
I don't know how you
right?
could not know that at this point.
Yeah, everyone knows that.
I've pigeonholed myself pretty well, guys. It was at the Super Bowl last year, probably right after I talked to you guys, that maybe later in that day even, at the Four Seasons Hotel. It doesn't matter what hotel. I just want you to know where I stay.
Yeah, name drop.
It's important. Fox was paying. So I was standing there. John Madden's in the lobby, and I'm thinking, I should go try and talk to him. So I'm walking toward him, but he's walking away a little bit. He doesn't see me. It's just like we're magnets of the same polarity, you know? North and north come together. So I finally get up to him, Jimmy Johnson, football coach, not the race car driver, standing right next to him. I'm like, Jimmy, can you believe I'm this close to John Madden? He's like, what? You haven't met him? Taps Madden on the shoulder, and John Madden turns like, what is it, Jimmy? Oh, the look on his face.
Oh, no.
It was like when Shaggy and Scooby see the bad guy pop out of the barrel. It was a big, like, zoinks, like, hey, Scoob, like, let's get out of here. Rut roll, it's Michael Rick, you know? So. I see the kids he's talking. Oh, for the first thing I say to him is, I am so sorry for everything I've ever done to you.
You did?
Oh, yeah. Looked him straight in the eyes and said, I'm so sorry. He's like, I never said I hated you. I didn't say anything about hate. Hate just came out of his mouth. I didn't laugh sometimes. I was like, sometimes people don't laugh. It happens to me all the time. He's like, oh, that's self-deprecating, whatever that means. So I see the kids he's talking to, and I'm thinking, maybe this is his grandkids because he's been a long time. I'm like, hey, I'm the guy who talks like your grandpa here. If you don't finish your dinner, boom, you don't get dessert. They're silent. But then they look at each other, and what seemed like 3 or 4 years, they look at each other, look at John Madden, and then the kids crack up. And it's like a light bulb goes on over Madden's head, like, I get it now. This guy makes
funny.
Small children laugh. He's a saint. He might as well be Drew Brees. So that was a moment, like, I was like, oh, this is finally over. And
did it feel good?
It was good, because, like, underneath the stadium, a golf cart goes past me before the game, and I hear, hey, Frank. And it's Madden. And
really?
Golf cart being driven by, hey, Frank, which also sounds like, beep, beep. So I'm waiting for the Ace Hardware anvil to drop on me. So, I mean, that was great. So that was my best. That was unfortunately my best memory of the Super Bowl.
See, we still think you're a game changer because everyone does a pregame show, but no one does funny shtick like
right.
you guys do. And I watch every week, and a lot of times I record it and fly through all the analysis and all that stuff and just get
to
the bit.
Yeah.
Whatever that is. Whatever Terry Bradshaw.
I got some ideas. That's one of my new favorite commercials. The Terry Bradshaw is the Nutrisystem. I was so tired of being fat and ugly. Terry, Nutrisystem, it doesn't fix ugly. It makes you less fat. It's like, I was so tired of being fat and ugly, and I had trouble spelling. But then I took Nutrisystem, and suddenly my brain started to grow. That's why my hair doesn't meet up anymore.
It doesn't meet up.
What is that all about?
The Donald Trump bit a couple weeks ago was
luxurious,
awesome.
Luxurious, amazing. Hello, man. Start out, hello, America. It's me, your president. Not really. But that sounds pretty good right now, doesn't it?
And he brought Donald Trump on with him.
Trump
and,
slides
and he's
Trump
just really? Slaying him, just killing him right next to him and mocking his mannerisms and everything. And you said Trump loved
it. Was fantastic.
It.
And he was a super guy to meet. I was kind of like, oh, this guy's going to be greasy and the used car salesman type. I met him, and he walks in the door, and he sees me in the Trump outfit. He's like, you look
pretty good, Frank. You look really good. You look fantastic. Who did this? This is amazing.
So that was fun. Then afterward, he took me. He's like, I want you to meet somebody. I'm like, all right. So he takes me downstairs in Trump Tower. First thing that doesn't that happens, the elevator doors don't open. He's like, 25 years, Frank. I've never seen this happen. He looks at the elevator operator like it's his fault. And I'm like, oh, boy, you're fired. You know, so like that kind of thing. And that's why you wear the white gloves. So you can... Okay. So like we get off on the second floor instead of the first. And he's like, you see this Starbucks? It's like it was planned, though. It's like, number one Starbucks in the world. Howard Schultz called me. This is the number one I could see that on the first floor, but on the second floor, that's pretty amazing. Let's go down this escalator. By the way, number one escalator in the world. Like everything
was
so
top rank.
So he brings me to this kiosk, and it's like, see this kiosk? You wouldn't believe how much money this kiosk makes. Books still selling number one on the charts. The girl's like, yes, Mr. Trump. And then he's like, he starts grabbing ties for me, all these ties. Like, do you have a wife? Yeah. Where's this leading? Do you like her? Okay. He's like, here's a watch for her. I was like, okay. But it was, he bought me off and it worked.
Wow.
Oh, here was the other commercial. I like my other favorite commercial. The Prilotec OTC with Larry the Cable Guy.
Yeah.
Where he's walking. Great, well-shot commercial, right? He's got the cable guy instead of lab coat. He's got the torn-off sleeves on the lab coat. And at the end of his part, he's like, that's not flipping your burgers after they're burnt. And then it cuts to John Madden going, available at Walmart. And it looks nothing like the rest of the commercial. They just brought him in. They went to his house. I don't want to do this. We'll come to your house. I'll do this. How much? Okay. They like, say this. Available at Walmart. Cut. Okay, where's your check?
Right.
So those are the things. How much of a gift is Barkley doing Weight Watchers commercials?
Oh, man.
And how funny is it that it's right after doing Taco Bell commercials? Couldn't he have done something in the middle to buffer that a little bit? Right. You think Taco Bell would be like, could you have done some Ghirardelli chocolate commercials or something like that? Just do something. Yeah. And we did a parody of that. I've been called the cake boss. Patrain, fatty, fatty, boom, bladder. The ones that got cut out.
Right.
Like, obese of one Kenobi. Incredible bulk. And then we had this one. We didn't have time for it. And it was like, sometimes it hurts. And then we did a little tear coming down. So, but that, yeah, it was fun.
Speaking of weight, you've lost quite a bit.
40,000 pounds, guys.
Wow.
Yeah. It's, I'm down.
Hey, you look great.
More than Charles Barkley.
Yeah, you know what? I wanted to beat him. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
How'd you do it?
It was exercise. Believe it or not, exercise.
Really?
I have an elliptical machine. Not one of those exercise ones. I just have a kind of off-round machine that I... Mm-hmm. No, a hamster one. I got on the elliptical machine. I would do it an hour to 2 hours a day and eat better. And those two things, believe it or not...
That's amazing.
What was your biggest weakness eating-wise?
I love chocolate, mm-hmm. and I would eat a lot of red meat. I cut that. I ate a lot more chicken and stuff mm-hmm. like that, and I still ate.
Junior loves chicken.
I was still. Eating.
I threw up on chicken
really?
The other night.
Yeah,
broke my streak 27 years in a row without vomiting.
Oh, really?
And I got food poisoning from chicken.
When was the last time you vomited, Frank?
Before I found out I was coming on here, I was like, oh, I'm nervous.
So nervous.
Yeah, that happens to me. I actually don't know when I threw. It's been a while since I threw up. 27 years.
Maybe impressive. You have the next longest streak now.
I might.
Yeah.
In the world. It's the second longest streak of the world. That's what I told Trump. I told Trump, can we do a sketch where you would just say everything second best? You know what? This is the second best thing in the world. It's almost unbelievably amazing.
You know, I was thinking about this the other day, watching one of your pregame bits, and you were ripping Terry and everybody imaginable. Do those guys, is it just acknowledged that, are they told you're going to have to put up with whatever yeah. Frank says?
Yeah, there's a little bit where they'll be like, ah, come on, that was a bit much.
They have come to you and said something.
No, they won't
before.
Say it to me. They'll say it to the producers and stuff like
yeah.
that. And sometimes they're totally right. So
I think
because we try to get – if you get more than one rip on a guy in a bit, it starts to be like, ah, you forced that in. Mm-hmm. And if you try to do two – like, we'll do that because the bits on the ripping the guys always works unless it's overkill. Mm-hmm. So you can have decent to bad football jokes that week. You can have a great rip on the guy, and that'll make it good. Like, I wasn't really thrilled. We did Nicholson in the last one, and we did some – the joke was about
the, you okay?
The Giants. Yeah. The Giants. Did my eyes roll back?
I actually did. I think you passed out there for a second.
I think I actually got a little sleep. Is it 1985? So it was, the joke was that it was Nicholson saying, this is the biggest thing on Fox since Kurt Menefee suit pants or something like that.
Oh, and that was man. Bit of, oh, yeah. Kurt used to work for us. Did you know that?
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. We had lunch with him yesterday.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Part of the original
ticket
lineup.
He was still upset about that line.
Yeah. He was still crying.
He was about four martinis in, and it was noon 30.
The funny thing about Menefee is he's really a journalist kind of guy. And that's the way he sees himself, as a journalist. And when you've got a guy like me just ripping you every once in a while, he's like, no, come on. But I like Kurt, so.
Bradshaw's the easiest target, though, right?
Usually, yeah. I mean, there's a lot there.
Yeah.
There's definitely a lot there.
George still hates Bradshaw.
I don't
You've
hate
never
Bradshaw.
Buried
I just,
the hatchet.
No, I don't hate him. I just don't understand why he does highlights.
Because I like to be a little bit off. Oh, yeah. Mm. That right there, that's Eli Manning. Eli Manning. Sorry about that, guy.
Oh, awesome. Well, it's good to see you again.
Yeah, great to
have a good Super Bowl weekend.
And maybe see you when I come
Yeah,
to
come
Dallas.
See us in April.
Yeah.
We have new studios.
Yeah, come on
up. Yeah, we're down in Victory Park now. Down by
they don't work, but you'll love them.
Yeah, they look cool.
We had some issues, but we're working on it. It ought to be working by the time you get there.
Should be, maybe.
All the information for the Addison Improv, frankcaliendo.com, and I'm asking people to try and follow me on Twitter, @frankcaliendo.
Okay.
I just started doing that, so.
Oh, good.
All right,
I'll
we'll
start
do that.
Following you.
Yeah, me too.
I'll follow you guys, and then we'll follow each other in a circle.
Be a circle follow.
It's a Twitter. That was better than my joke. I'll leave it on you.
See you, Frank. Good to see you, man.
Available at Walmart.
There you go.
Thanks, Frank.
There is the great Frank Caliendo. We'll hear Gordo with an exclusive Media Day interview next.